Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Assemblywoman Teresa Benitez-Thompson, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Mary Lau and Elisa Cafferata. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Assemblywoman Teresa Benitez-Thompson. She represents Assembly District 27. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
Oh, pleasure. So let's talk about Iowa.
Okay.
And Hillary Clinton squeaks it out, but really squeaks it out.
She squeaked it out, but historic. First woman to win the Iowa caucus, and I think that gets lost in the narrative, but absolutely a nail-biter for those of us who were sitting around watching the caucus. I had the caucus on. The CNN 78 or whatever number CNN it was watching, and it was great to watch.
Okay, so what do you think happens in New Hampshire now? Bernie Sanders takes it just because of his locale?
I don't know. I think every day things have been changing. Both of the campaigns are going to be reevaluating what's going on. I think that a number of us were surprised to see how much money Bernie brought in this last quarter. So with $30 million, he's got the ability to go to the distance. I've endorsed Hillary Clinton myself, been a fan of the public policy work that she's done ever since she first made the push for the Children's Health Insurance Initiative. Gosh, what was that, 15, 20 years ago? So I'm certainly pulling for her to have a big win in New Hampshire.
You know, she has an amazing ground game. The question is, how well is Bernie Sanders doing in Nevada with a ground game?
I have to say, everywhere I go, including public restrooms, there's like a Bernie sticker. So
thank you for sharing that with us.
And no, like someone had it like etched into like a gas station bathroom. Anyways, I probably shouldn't have shared that. But he does seem to have a very large presence up here. We know the couple rallies he's had in Northern Nevada has drawn out thousands of people. Good showing. This will be a competitive state. For Nevada's sake, it would be, you know, interesting to see if we're going to end up being a tiebreaker between the Iowa and the New Hampshire caucus. If Hillary wins one and Bernie wins the other one, then all eyes on Nevada. And that's great for us as well.
Absolutely. Especially as there's talk now that perhaps we could potentially lose our caucus position. opposition to Colorado if when Senator Reid is no longer there. Do you think that's...
Oh, gosh, it would be so unfortunate if that happened. I was a member of the Democratic National Committee and voted on the floor for Nevada to get the early presidential Democratic caucus. And there was so much work that went into that. I don't know that people will ever realize the amount of work that went into convincing very established politics that Nevada out in the West could hold caucuses and hold them well. I recall that as a member that year talking with other folks at the back of the DNC meetings, you would hear things like, Nevada's not educated. They've got this huge dropout rate. Why are you going to let all these dropout rate, you know, these dropouts decide who our president is? And they all live in casinos. Why are you going to let them have a say in this? And we took the ball and we ran with it. And we've had stellar caucuses. Our communities participate. Our communities put our best foot forward to engage in this. And I think we've done a good job in it. Absolutely think we ought to keep it.
Were you shocked at that attitude towards Nevada?
In a way, not so much, because when you travel outside of the state, people are not very well informed about Nevada, who we are. Oftentimes when I travel, especially when I was Miss Nevada and I went back to the Miss America pageant, other girls would ask, well, do you live in casinos? And they'd be surprised that we had churches. They'd be surprised that we have schools and places to worship and places to gather in regular neighborhoods.
We have churches and schools?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But even, churches and schools. But even this morning, I was watching a morning show on television, and they were talking about Nevada. And I'm like, really? It's Nevada. We still have a lot of education to do about our state and the great things that are happening here.
All right, let's talk about Bernie Sanders. Have you spent time with him?
I have not.
What do you think he's generating in terms of the excitement? Why do you think he's generating that?
Well, I definitely think he has a message that resonates with folks about getting money out of politics, about growing the middle class and the way that our economy is structured, and most importantly, the way that our tax base is structured. I think that there's a really good argument and a lot of truth in what he's saying, that we have to make sure that we have a very healthy middle class and a very healthy productive middle class, because that is the backbone of America's economy. Unique anywhere else in the world is our middle class, and we have to make sure that we are constantly having public policies in place and tax policies in place to grow our middle class and not just grow the 1%.
Were you surprised at the response to the Democratic debates being held on times that most people really aren't available to watch versus the Republican debates?
You know, I think that the people who really care to watch them will watch them if they were on at 3 in the morning or on at the middle of the night. The ratings overall have been very good and impressive. The Republicans have a little bit more fireworks happening on there, so it's understandable that some of the ratings might be higher. But for those who are civically engaged and want to watch these, we'll watch them whenever they're on.
I want to throw out three names and get your responses to them.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
Wow. I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop, I think, like the rest of the country, and see, is this legitimate or is this a farce? Is he serious and sincere about this role that he wants to play, or is he poking fun at the system? And I think that's what I'll say publicly.
Okay. Well, we'll ask you privately as soon as the show is over. Ted Cruz.
Gosh, you're asking me... not my guy.
Because?
There's not much about his politics that I care for. I think that there's a lot to be said about the kind of community that I want to see my community grow into, and the kind of state I want, and the kind of America that I want, and nothing about his message has resonated with me at all.
Okay, and then Marco Rubio.
You know, interesting, young, Latin, but inexperienced, very young. I think that there's a lot of people who, over the course of the last
decade... Barack Obama had about the same resume.
Just about, but he was a community organizer. No, he had done work in the community and came from a grassroots background, which I think a number of us, like myself, who've worked in grassroots background, recognize how hard that work is, but how much it puts you in touch with people to be frontline and embedded within the community.
And you don't think that serving in the Florida Senate was enough?
I don't know enough about the Florida Senate to kind of make a comment either way. I guess the people of New Hampshire would tell us if he's going to stay in the game or not.
All right, let's take a break. More with Teresa Benitez-Thompson right after this.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're Grady for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Looking for help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Teresa Benitez-Thompson, the Assemblywoman. CD4, some of the fundraising numbers came out. Susie Lee sitting with $647,000. Ruben Kiwan, Senator Reed's choice, $373,000. John Asagura, $204,000. And Lucy Flores at $84,000. Where do you think this race is going?
Man, it's a competitive race, chock full of really good people. Any one of those people would do a very good job in serving some. I've had the three of the four I've had the pleasure to work with and know, and can say that they're good people, not just good politicians, but good people as well. So each would bring something special and unique to the office. Each would do a good job, and the voters are going to have to make a tough decision there.
I'm presuming the person you don't know is Susie Lee then.
I haven't been very well acquainted with her, but hear phenomenal things about her.
Are you making a recommendation here in this race?
I'm not. I'm going to watch and see. It's really hard when three of the four are your friends and the three of the four you respect very well. It's hard to just get behind one person and not. I appreciate something about most of those people. So,
do you have a concern that this fight could get so ugly that it could end up with Crescent Hardy retaining the seat?
You know, that's always a concern when you've got a crowded Democratic primary and then not a primary on the other side. But whoever comes out of this race will be strong. Whoever comes out of this race, people will get behind and support. So I don't have any concerns about that. I think all four of them should persevere and let the voters decide which one's going to move forward.
All right, let's talk about the growth that's occurring at both ends of the state. Faraday Future, what were your thoughts on that project?
You know, the city of North Las Vegas really needed a project like that. It's hard because sometimes you think of Southern Nevada is one big conglomerate, but the truth is that the city of North Las Vegas has been struggling for a long time. When I was chair of government affairs in the 2013 session, we talked nonstop about the financial woes of the city of North Las Vegas, whether or not they were going to be financially solvent, how they were going to address their critical debt that they had. And so now there's hope. I left that session feeling like, okay, they've got a shot at this. A lot of things had to fall in place for it to work. But if they play this card right, they will have economic diversity. They will have a chance to raise their property taxes. They'll have a chance to turn things around. And I hope that chance will work out for them.
Let's talk about what's going on in Northern Nevada with Tesla and Switch. And now Lance Gilman on the program is talking about the potential of another company taking more acreage. So those two have got 4,000 acres between them. And he's talking about a company that could take as much, if not more. How do you think that this is going to impact the state? You've got kids in school. You're a citizen as well as being a legislator.
And we absolutely want high-paying quality jobs here. Everything we can do to diversify our economy in Northern Nevada is very important. This is, you know, a 20-year goal is to end up down the road with highly skilled jobs, highly skilled labor force. That's what this community needs. But at the same time, too, we have to make sure that we have the classrooms available, the seats available, the building and the capital available for our kids to be educated. Because all of those workers who come here, whether they are a machinist, whether they're in IT, whether they're an executive, they need good schools for their kids. And I serve on Washoe County's Overcrowding and Repair Needs Committee. We're having a public hearing tomorrow night to talk about these critical infrastructure needs that we need for our school district. We got to have more schools. And part of that is making sure that we design our tax structure in a base so that we are capturing dollars and we're not continuing going back to the ballot, you know, every other year with demands on sales tax and property tax and, you know, trying to grab little bits of the pie here and there to meet really important needs like education.
Are you concerned that the problems with the school board and the hue and cry over the superintendent's salary are going to affect the chances of the bond passing?
It impacts the narrative, but we have about 8 months now to really make sure that the public understands the need. I've said before that it's us adults in the room who muddy the conversation. And regardless of what happens and whether or not we like a trustee or whether or not you like a superintendent, we've got kids that we have to educate. And it's our responsibility as a community to educate our own kids. That responsibility falls to no one else but ourselves. And it's time to step up. We have to build them schools. Our schools are terribly overcrowded. I went to McQueen High School, graduated from McQueen High School. We've got... you've got the trailers that are over 20 years old up there. They moved one of those temporary trailers from Wooster. The thing fell apart in the middle of the street while they were trying to take it off of the grounds. I mean, we've got big infrastructures, and they're serious and they're real.
And that's where we have to leave it. Teresa Benitez-Thompson, come back soon, will you?
Thanks.
We appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Hillary Clinton is disqualified from being Commander-in-Chief of the United States. Someone who cannot handle intelligence information appropriately cannot be Commander-in-Chief, and someone who lies to the families of those four victims in Benghazi can never be President of the United States. When I'm president, we are going to win this war on ISIS. The most powerful military in the world is going to destroy them. And if we capture any of them alive, they are getting a one-way ticket to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And we are going to find out everything they know.
I'm Marco Rubio, and I approve of this message.
Satellite and telephone companies complicate deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Triple Play, we keep it simple and affordable. TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each, all with no contracts.
Finally, who wants a contract?
With Spectrum TV, you get your favorite HD channels free, and all your primetime shows are free on demand to watch instantly.
On demand is amazing for binge watching.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
With the Spectrum TV app, we can watch TV anywhere.
Get Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-321-2999. And Spectrum Internet is simply the fastest you can get at 20 times the speed of DSL.
A lot more reliable than any other service I've had.
Our phones, tablets, all connected.
And it's fast.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with unlimited nationwide calling.
The fact that we bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get TV, Internet, and Voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-321-2999.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great power pundit panel as always. Elisa Cafferata is here, lobbyist with Planned Parenthood, and Mary Lau, president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Let's start with the Planned Parenthood indictments.
Right.
Not of Planned Parenthood, but
right,
the people who
absolutely
were accusatory. Tell me how that played out.
You know, it's interesting. We have been saying all along that we are not breaking any laws. We provide health care and we follow all the laws. And, of course, that doesn't get a whole lot of media attention. But in Texas, the pro-life governor picked what he thought was the best case and went to Houston and asked a pro-life Republican district attorney to run a grand jury and indict Planned Parenthood, which is really not how grand juries work. You let them do their work and come to their conclusions, which is exactly what happened in Houston. And they said, not only is Planned Parenthood not breaking any laws, but the folks who are behind these fraudulent videos did, in fact, break the law. And I understand David Dalian is turning himself in this week.
And what exactly was the law that they broke? Are you aware of that?
In this particular case, when you use an identification and you bring it from another state, that's a crime in Texas. So he had a false driver's license that he used to start a business and then do business in other states. And so that's a felony in Texas.
Mary, pretty stunning for a pro-life state like Texas, for a grand jury to turn around and not to indict who they were supposed to indict, but the people that were the perpetrators.
Well, I don't know if anybody told them to indict.
No.
But I know that they were looking at the issues and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, you're asking a grand jury to look at a moral issue and as opposed to a legal issue, and they can't do that. So legally, these people broke, the people that did the filming and edited the film and stuff like that, and like they said, the felony using the improper, you know, a phony driver's license and stuff like that, that's breaking the law. Lisa and I were talking off camera, and it was kind of like what they did with Acorn, except Acorn was authentic, and the videos and the people that videoed it and stuff was authentic. This, in any court of law would be called entrapment, you know, so it's in Texas, but don't mess with Texas.
Well, and it's kind of interesting. What does this do to Carly Fiorina, who swears up and down that she saw this video of, you know, this baby, you know, being kept on life support, and the video apparently never existed? As kind of the same thing as Donald Trump talking about all these Muslims demonstrating in the streets on TV after 9/11, nobody can find the video.
Hyperbole is a tool of politics, Sam.
Well said. Rand Paul, this morning as we're taping this, is suspending his campaign and is going to go back to running in Kentucky. Your thoughts on Rand Paul and why his message didn't, you know, get to anybody?
You know, it's when you have as many candidates in the primary as you have, I think it's very difficult. The way the debates were structured, folks who would have gotten more time, like a Rand Paul candidate, I think in previous debate structures would have had more time to give his message. It is surprising, just given the way the Republican electorate shakes out, that he didn't catch more attention.
And especially because of, you know, the years of his dad being in the spotlight.
Well, absolutely, and Rand Paul has a lot to offer, but this is a typical Republican circular firing squad. So with those debates and stuff like that, like Elise said, you can't hear what a candidate has to offer. And for some reason, I do believe the moderators are playing politics, too, and trying to do gotcha questions and trying to drive up ratings. So it was a very bizarre debate season. There really wasn't a policy question put out there, and let each person discuss that policy.
And, you know, it was interesting because even Donald Trump is now admitting that missing out on the Fox debate probably cost him Iowa.
Well, Donald Trump has got a different story every 6 hours. As far as I can tell, he has had a very gracious second-place concession speech, I guess you would call it, and then immediately turned around and is accusing Ted Cruz of stealing the election, and now... So it's... I don't think a lot of folks are surprised to see him not do well in Iowa, except maybe Mr. Trump himself.
Well, he came in second. I mean, it's not he didn't do well. I mean, he came in the top three.
Well, it's all about expectations,
but
right?
You know what's interesting
you
about
didn't
this is
meet them,
which is that you know my thought was you know let's see how many people actually show up to caucus because that's going to be the big difference between people turning up for the show. Where he's speaking and Ted Cruz is speaking versus who will actually come out in caucus. Was you surprised?
Well, now Iowa is completely tainted with Ted Cruz coming in with his handlers turning around and saying that Ben Carson was going to leave the race. I don't care if that was only 20 people. It makes an implication of some foul play. So Trump's going to jump all over that and stuff. So I mean, people get too enthusiastic in these caucuses and stuff sometimes, and it becomes emotional. You know, when you're in the middle of that fray, it quite often becomes emotional. I mean, Bernie Sanders was unlucky with the flip of the coin. You know, so close between him and Hillary, a coin toss could have changed that. Donald Trump sitting there, people and watching and having no ground game. Now he's going to learn he's going to have a ground game instead of a popularity contest.
That's where we have to leave it because we have to go make some money. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's me, Tootsie Lou. Lowest prices from Grocery Outlet.
Hi, it's the rest of us.
Hey there.
Hi, hey.
For over 60 years now, Grocery Outlet has been selling the brands you know and love for up to 60% less than what you'd pay at traditional grocery stores.
And check this out.
Right now, Granny Goose potato chips are buy two, get one free.
And we've got a really catchy theme song. Hit it.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
Bargain Market. Now it's stuck in my head.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day. So make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves. Like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Driving, put down your cell phone. All those LOLs and OMGs can wait. You don't want to get sued.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Recycled Furniture offers the area's only heat treatment of bedroom and upholstered furniture. When you are looking to buy or sell furniture, think Recycled Furniture. Recycled Furniture, Midtown Reno, where it's always new to you.
On our next broadcast, Greg Ferraro. We'll see you then.